Well, good morning to you all. It's a blessing to be here this morning, and singing was a blessing. Thank you. I'd just like to pray here before I start. Yes, eternal Father in heaven, Lord, I pray that you would be with us here, Father. I pray that your spirit would be here. I pray that you would help my stammering tongue, Father. Help me to say only what you would have me to say, Father. Pray that you would just be here. Thank you, Father. Pray this in your name. Amen. So what I've been thinking about is I'd like to read Romans 8. I might split it up, but I'd like to read Romans 8 and expound on that a little bit. I don't have a whole lot, but I want to, I guess, say what God laid on my heart. There's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him that who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, what doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are called according to his purpose. So I'll stop there and maybe read the rest later. What I was thinking, I guess I just went over these verses and got some of the stuff that stood out to me. We're no longer indebted or bound to sin, but we can be free from sin because God overcame the world with the power of his Son coming in the flesh and dying on the cross and rising from the dead. And God's law can be fulfilled in us if we don't live after the flesh and its desires and our sinful nature. But if we live our lives in the Spirit and to glorify God and to do his will, we can have his Spirit in us. If we're living in the flesh, we will be pleasing and glorifying it and be doing things for our flesh. And here's some things that I thought of that would be a part of us if we have a mind of the flesh and desires the flesh. We will be pleasing ourselves and focusing on ourselves and making sure we want what we have. We'll be fulfilling the desires of the flesh, and which could be anything that doesn't glorify God or please him. And there's a whole host of those things. We will be thinking on things of the earth and focusing on the here and now and the temporary things of the earth. We'll be doing things to help out only ourselves, and even if it's at the cost of someone else or their. We will be indebted to sin and have no power over it and won't be able to get past that or free from sin. We'll suffer without hope of never attaining, and we will be bound to sin and eternal damnation. We will fear God's judgment. But if we have the mind of the Spirit, we'll be filled with God's peace and have his joy in our hearts. We will be out not only for ourselves, but out for others and seeking after God and fulfilling what he has for us and his purpose for our lives. We'll be setting our mind on higher things that glorify him and bring honor to him. We will hear when he speaks in our lives, and when brothers and people will be able to share needs that they see in our lives. Our sinful nature and our temporal body will be dead. And that's an amazing thing. If we can have the power, if God can reign in our lives, that our self is dead, that he can live fully in us. And we don't have to be indebted to ourselves and trying to please ourselves. But the Spirit will be quickened in us. I'm not sure what all this means, but we'll be able to hear God when he's... We will be delivered from sin and the hold Satan has on us and his corruption. If we have a mind of the Spirit, we can be sons of God and joint heirs of his kingdom. And that's an amazing thing, that we can be together in his kingdom with God and with Jesus. We will need to go through hard things at times, but he will be there for us if we go to him and lean on him. For if we suffer with him, we may also live with him and be glorified together. The sufferings are not worthy to be compared to what the glory that will be revealed. It says in verse 19 that the whole creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So the whole creation, everything that God created, is waiting for this day when God will reveal who his sons and daughters are. And hopefully that's in our lives as well, that we are waiting for this day, that we are looking forward to this. The Spirit will intercede for us on things that we don't know how to pray for and things that we go through. It will help our infirmities. And Jesus knows what we're going through, and the trials we have will make us stronger if we have the right spirit as we go through them. Jesus searches our hearts, and he knows the mind of the Spirit that's in us, and he makes intercession for us and for all the saints according to the will of God. He won't do it out of God's will. And then verse 28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose." So all things are going to work together for good. I don't know. That's a lot. That means a lot. There's if it's going to work together for God's glory and for what he has for us. And then I guess I'd like to read the rest from 29 to 39. "For whom he did foreknow, he did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own Son, delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus." These verses say how if God is for us, who can be against us? Nobody can separate us from the love of God, and nobody or anything can separate us from the love of God. And if God is for us, who can be against us? That there it may seem at times that there's things in life that everything seems against us, but God is for us. And we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. If we have God's Spirit reigning in us, nothing can separate us from him and his power in us. Death can't separate us, or life, or angels, or principalities, or powers, or things present, or things to come, or height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us. Nothing can separate us if we hold fast our profession and not waver. And then I'd like to read 2 Peter 1:8. I just thought of this verse. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If these, what we read here, if we have that spirit in us that glorifies God and that spirit that is for God and not against God, nothing can separate us, and we will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I guess that's all I have. Thank you for listening. I hope that was encouragement. Thank you.